Hi, this is Sharon Greck, and this month in Living with Color, I have a hue for every room. Color is one of the main players in establishing mood. In a room, the walls usually take up the most amount of visual space, therefore can really set the tone. So here are some color tendencies and ways to use different hues in different rooms. For bedrooms, most people want to create a calming, sanctuary-like atmosphere to aid rest and relaxation. Pale-colored neutrals with undertones of lilac or pale green are serene options. Of course, dark hues that absorb light, like charcoal, navy, or eggplant, can also be calming as long as you minimize contrast by avoiding crisp white in the room with trim and textiles. Our living rooms are often open to other spaces like the kitchen, dining room, or even foyers. This doesn't have to mean only one color mood throughout. The living room can still have its own personality with colorful accents and accessories and smaller furniture items. Using different shades and tints of the same color is another way to define the spaces, deeper colors bringing more coziness or drama. The big trend in dining rooms is the influence of the farmhouse kitchen, so casual large tables with benches and eclectic seating is popular. As for colors, this is a great space to bring a confident accent color to one of the walls, or even the ceiling. Slightly muted jewel tones of emerald, garnet, and sapphire are rich choices. The kitchen is the heart of the home, so color here is very personal. Modern kitchens often employ splashes of color in small appliances or even on cabinet doors. Therefore, walls tend to be a bit more neutral, with white and gray very popular. Colors inspired by natural materials like marble, granite, and slate are subtle and work well in a kitchen with a mix of wood and stone. The bathroom is a space where you want to bring in the right mix of calm color with some invigorating accents. Blues and greens remain popular for the bath, while blush is another great option due to its inherent softness and the fact that blush complements all skin tones. I hope these tips inspire you to bring some color into your home this season. Hi, this is Sharon Greck. Thanks for joining me, and remember to tune in monthly for my Living with Color podcast, right here in Focal Point E! News.